Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Is Tracy there, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Tracy. How are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation.
Yes,
from
right.
When you was younger in care. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
How are you, Tracy? Okay?
Yeah, I'm muddied with the flu, unfortunately, so I've no voice.
Oh, that's not good. Not good at all. Okay. So, Tracy, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. I've been allocated your case file, okay? We're one of seven solicitors that have been authorised to deal with the cases for Scottish Redress in regards to making compensation claim for when you was younger and in care, okay?
Okay.
Now, Tracy, I'll make you aware, the average compensation at this moment in time for Scottish Redress is around about £45,000, okay?
Okay?
Now, all I need to do, I'm just going to set up your case file with you now. It's going to take me 5 to 10 minutes maximum. Once I've done that, then the legal team will contact you back within 7 to 14 days to let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take them. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, that's no problem.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. So I'm just going to go through some details with you to make sure that we have the correct information on system. Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
Tracy, I've got your surname as Heaney, H-E-A-N-E-Y. Is that right?
Yes, but my name was Callender when I was in care.
Right, no problem. When I come to that statement shortly, it does ask, have you been known by any other names? So I'll change that. Don't worry about that, okay?
No problem.
Tracy, have you got any middle names at all?
Anne, A-double-N-E.
A-double-N-E, brilliant stuff. And your date of birth, please, Tracy?
6-12-76.
Oh, you've got the same birthday as me.
Oh, have I? Coincidence there.
Bear with me just one moment. I've got an email address. It's heaneytracy78@hotmail.co.uk. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant stuff. Contact number, the best one we have, is the one I'm ringing you on, ends in 808.
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. Bear with me a second. Just confirm your home postcode for me, Tracy,
if
you don't mind.
G81-4AG.
Yep. 4AG. And I've got, is it Crescent Court? Is that right?
Yeah, 1D.
Yep, that's fine. Make sure. Just going to add that to your case file now. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Thank
Tracy,
you.
If I do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your case records, okay?
Yes, that's no problem.
Thank you. Now, what I am going to recommend, Tracy, because I'm your case handler, after the phone call, if you do save this number, I am available between Monday to Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. If you've got any questions or require any updates, you can give me a call at any time, okay?
No problem.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so there is going to be a series of questions that I do need to ask you. If it doesn't apply to you, you can just say skip and we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
First question I need to ask, do you have a terminal illness?
No.
That's fine. Massively important next, we need to add on to your report a next of kin or beneficiary. Now, what this means, because the payments are a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you between now and the time that you was paid out, if anything was to happen to you and we couldn't pay the money to you, who would you like it to go to?
My partner, John.
Your partner, John. And what's John's surname?
John Young.
Okay. He'll never be contacted. He'll only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have a contact number for John?
John, do you have your mobile number handy there, please? 07493-628.
Yep. John. 643. Great stuff. I'm just going to save that to your file now, okay? Bear with me a moment.
Yep.
Bear with me just one second, okay? I'm going to save that to the report now. Okay. So next, I need to go into care settings facility, okay? So
yep.
How old were you when you first entered childcare, foster care, or any sort of childcare services? 13. So that was 1989?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of the place that you was at?
I was in the Good Shepherd Centre.
Good Shepherd Centre.
I was in Kilcross Assessment Centre as well.
Okay, bear with me a moment. So was you in Good Shepherd Centre first, was you?
No, I was in, where did I go first now? I went to the home and party first.
Okay.
And then I was moved from there to Straven.
If you've witnessed or sustained any abusive in the actual census, they're the ones that I'll need to place down for you.
Okay? Yeah. The abuse I received would have been in one of the homes in Straven. I was put on a 21-day warrant out there, and I was beaten up by one of the girls that was in the home at the time. The staff weren't able to kind of handle her. She was out of control. Maggie, her name was, I can't even remember her second name.
Okay. What was the name of the place you was at there then?
I think it was Glenhaven. Yeah, Glenhaven Children's Home.
Glenhaven. Was it Glenhaven or Glenhaven?
No, Glenhaven. And that would have been Straven in Scotland.
Give me a moment. Let me see if we can pull up the records for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me just one moment. There we go. I've got the records on Glenhaven. It was in, I've got it here, it was in Strathaven, is that correct? Strathaven.
Yeah.
I've got it. Give me just one moment. And how long were you in there for?
I was in there for 63 days. 321-day warrants I was in there for. And as soon as I was taken off it, I ran home.
Okay. So that was around, was that around about 1989 or was it a little bit later?
Yeah. No, that was about 89.
Around about 89.
And then I was 14 when I went into the Good Shepherd Centre. And by the time I went into there, I was diagnosed with anorexia and I was never treated for it and I still suffer from it to this day.
Right, let me place that down. Give me a moment because that'll put you in a higher bracket for compensation. Bear with me just one moment. Okay.
Okay.
And you went to the Good Shepherd Centre after that, is that correct?
Yes.
Give me a second. Let me just pull up the records for Good Shepherd Centre. Give me just one moment. And I can see that is in Bishopton, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. I'm just pulling up the records. Won't be a moment there. Okay, Tracy.
Yes, no worries.
Okay. And you was in there for around about 2 years, would you say?
Yeah, I was in there until I left school.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to save that onto your report for you now. Right, next I'm just going to ask you the questions. Now, you can answer these yes or no. The reason why we ask these questions is because if you're in the company of anyone or you feel a little bit uncomfortable, then we can just you can just answer yes or no on the phone, okay?
Okay.
So while you was in Glenhaven Children's Home, did you witness or sustain any mental abuse?
Mental abuse, yeah. It was a lot of threats.
Okay. When you was in Glenhaven Children's Home, did you suffer any physical abuse or did you witness any physical abuse? Yeah, physical abuse. Okay. When you was in Glenhaven Children's Home, did you suffer any sexual abuse or did you witness any sexual abuse?
No, that was something I never seen happening.
Okay.
The staff just didn't have control in there at all.
They had notes. Was you physically attacked from staff? Is that correct?
Not staff. No, other people that were there in the children's home. One last thing in particular.
Bear with me just one moment, Tracy. Okay.
Yes, that's no worries.
Okay, now I need to ask you this question. It's vitally important. Within your adulthood, would you say that you suffer from any sort of mental health, anxiety, trust issues or PTSD?
Yes, I have all five. It's all down in my medical files.
Okay, give me a moment. Have you ever been on any sort of medication?
Yes, I'm on medication at the moment.
Okay. 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 So the reason why we're asking questions is that the legal team will prepare a statement for you when they contact you, okay? And
yep.
They'll read a statement out to you. If it matches kind of what went on and what happened, then you can say, yes, that's fine, continue with that statement. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do. If you'd like to take anything away from it, you can do. Okay?
No problem.
Now, I'm going to go to the Good Shepherd Centre now. Was there any mental abuse witness or sustained to yourself?
Yes. The mental abuse would have been I was diagnosed with anorexia. It was never treated. I was made to sit at the staff table at every meal, which caused problems for me with the other girls within the unit. And obviously because the other girls had no idea I had a problem with my eating, when it came to meal times and setting out food and stuff, there would be problems there.
Okay, let me place that on there. You was never treated. Give me a moment. It's vitally important to put that down. Okay. When you was at Good Shepherd Centre, was there any physical abuse? Did you witness or sustain any physical abuse?
No.
No,
no. No. It was more mental because the girls weren't there. The girls didn't understand why I got the preferential treatment kind of thing, that I had to sit at the staff table and eat my dinner, just to make sure that was the only way they tried to treat it, by making sure that if I didn't eat my dinner, I wasn't allowed my smoke.
Right.
So I just went another way about it. I had a mental health problem at the time.
Okay.
And I just used to drink a pint of water to get around it.
Wow, okay. Totally understand. Now, the reason why we just ask these questions and don't go too much into it, we can understand it can be a little bit distressing. So what it is, Tracy, the past should be left in the past, okay? Unfortunately,
yeah.
With this compensation, it's never going to heal any scars, but it will provide you with a brighter future. Okay.
Thank you. It would be appreciated.
As you can imagine, £45,000 for the average at the moment is quite a lot of money to some people. It can provide a little light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
definitely. That's life changing.
Have the past within the past. Of course it is, definitely. And then unfortunately, unfortunately, there wasn't the correct protocol put in place back in the day. So people just say, well, that's how it was back in the day. It should never have been that way. And that's why now you're qualifying to the Scottish Redress Competition.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, that is going to be saved. Once again, the legal team will prepare a statement for you, and they'll read that back to you to confirm if you're happy with it all. Now, I need to get an authorization email out to you while we're on the phone. It's an authorization email and text message. Okay. They're both exactly the same thing. It's just a click signed document to state that you're happy and that you're also happy with the legal team to contact you. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Bear with me a second, Tracy. She'll be with you within the next 10 seconds. Bear with me one moment. Okay, so Tracy, if you have a look on your phone now, you should receive a text message and an email. They're both the same thing. There will be a link on there. Have you received that?
I have, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. It should be from MMA Legal. So if you just click on that, it'll open up a documentation page. If you keep scrolling down, there will be a sign button where it requires a little squiggle in there from yourself. Don't worry if it never matches your signature. It will never match your signature anyway because it's an electronic signature. It's just an authorization signature. And then there's a blue button underneath that says execute all documents. Once you click on that...
I think I just signed it and then executed everything. Yeah,
Yeah, I've just checked it on our end. That's perfectly fine. Okay. Tracy, next what we need to do, because the legal team are processing an application of compensation over £10,000 for you, they'll need to confirm you are who you are. So we'll need one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to get the administration's team now to get a WhatsApp message out to you. Do you use WhatsApp, Tracy?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You do. Brilliant stuff. So in regards to photo ID, you can have a passport, a bus pass, a driving licence, or a citizen.
I have my passport and my driving licence.
Passport
and
driving
license. Bank.
Perfect. Yeah.
I have a bank letter here as well for you.
Passport and driving licence, we can just use that because your driving licence has your address. So we can use
I've got my old address on, so I can send you something with my bank.
I tell you what's best to do then, just your passport and just a letter. okay?
Okay.
Let's start has to be dated within the last 3 months, okay? So I'm going to place you on hold now, Tracy. I'll be back with you in around about 60 seconds. I'll get administrations to get you that WhatsApp message out. Bear with me a moment. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Thank you.
So that and then install that again, my mobile number.
Yeah.
Hi Tracy, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. So you should have received a message from administration via WhatsApp. It will say, hi, it's James from MMA Legal. The web page is at the bottom there as well. If you do have any, all of our contact information is there as well. Have you received that at all?
I don't actually know. I'm just in the middle of setting WhatsApp back up again. It was on for another telephone number. Give me 2 seconds and it'll be set up, I promise.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine. Bear me just one moment. Is it attached to an old number? Is that correct? Oh, sorry. Take your time, Tracy.
That's it now, it's able to send and receive.
Yep, there you go. So that message should have come through to it, should pop up first of all.
Yep, I've got it.
Brilliant.
I've got it there, so I can do that for you, no problem.
Yep, that's fine. So when you're taking the pictures, all four corners have to be within the picture. So if you're sending a passport, it has to be like a passport open.
Do you need me to do that while I'm on the phone?
Yeah, if you can, because I can attach it to your case file right away. Yeah, if you can do that, that's fine.
What should I do in my pack? Where's my passport in here? As per usual, when you're looking for something, you can't find it.
It's always the way, isn't it? Always.
Yeah.
Take your time, Tracy. There's no rush, honestly. Take your time.
It should be on there. I've got it. My dog just had pups the other day, and I've got pups coming out of my ears at the moment.
Oh, what dog have you got?
They're a Shih Tzu. They're a cross between a Shih Tzu and a poodle on the other side of your hand. They're absolutely tiny.
Oh.
I'll just send this to you just now, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Take your time. Okay, Tracy, that passport is fine. I'm going to save that GK file now.
I wasn't sure if that was right, so I just done it again. And you need a letter?
Yeah, so the letter has to be within the last 3 months, so anything ideally from February onwards.
No problem. I have a letter here from this morning, so that's fine.
Yeah, oh, that's perfect. Full page with all four corners within the whole graph. Let's have a quick look at that. Okay, Tracy, I just can't see the date on that.
Right, okay, I can take it again, 2 seconds.
Yeah, if you don't mind, it just has to be a date on it, on the, if there's a date on the side of it. On the letter.
Okay. There's no date on that, I don't think.
Is there not? There has to be a date on the letter for his proof of
address. Yeah, 2 seconds, I've got one here.
Yep, take your time, no problem.
That one's from the bank, so that one has a date on it.
Let's have a quick look. So, within the picture, I can't see a date.
Okay.
It's your credit card statement, 5th of April. Yeah, so there was no, it needs to be like on there where the date of the letter was sent.
No, it doesn't have anything like that here.
Okay, it doesn't have any date on that, does it? Normally, with on a letter, it says date sent or date received.
I've got one here, the utility one says the 2nd of April 2026.
Right, yeah, that's fine, as long as it's got the date on it and your name and address, it's fine. I'll get rid of the other ones, I'm just going to delete the other ones for you now, give me a moment. I'm just going to get them deleted. There you go.
Not all of them. Underneath the purple box where my address is, it says the date, the 2nd of April 2026.
You see that there? That is absolutely perfect there, Tracy. The only thing is, the whole page has to be in the photograph, which
I know it's
a little bit sorry about that. Is that a perfect letter, though? It's got the date on it, so that's absolutely perfect.
No worries, I'll do it now.
Yeah, it's fine.
That one.
A quick look. Spot on. Absolutely perfect. So I'm just going to save that TK file. There we go. I'm just going to attach that TK file now. Great stuff. Brilliant. Okay, last but not least, Tracy, I just need to place onto your report family tree information. So I need your parents' names, please.
Anne Callender and John Heaney. That's Anne without an E. It's Callender, okay. It's CALLANDER.
Yep. Okay, bear me a moment. Let me just save Anne. And I'm just going to, your father, please.
John Heaney.
Same as yours, name, yeah?
Yeah.
G-A-N-E-Y.
N-E-Y.
Is it N-E-Y, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, brilliant stuff. I'm going to place the password onto your report for you as well. So
okay. What
this means, if anybody rings you up regarding your Scottish redress and you're a little bit unsure, all you have to say is, before I continue, can you tell me what my password is? And
okay. We'll
always tell you what your password is, because obviously you'll know it's us. But if you get a call from anywhere else, then it gives you a little bit of security as well as ourselves. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you like your password to be?
Lennon.
Lemon?
Yep.
There you go.
My youngest son's name.
Okay. Did you say Lennon? Is that correct?
Yes. L-E-N-N-O-N.
L-E-N-N-O-N. Yeah, I've got it. Perfect. Great stuff. So, Tracy, that is everything completed from my end. What we need to do, just going to get this sent over now to the redress. You'll get an application number, and then the legal team will be in contact with you within 7 to 14 days. They'll have a chat with you to let you know how much you're going in for and how long it's going to take, okay?
Okay.
Just before we go, I need to let you know there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement.
Okay.
Basically, what that means is that the legal team will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you in regards to compensation. Is that okay?
Yes, that's possible. That's plain. Thank you very much.
Brilliant stuff. Save my number because I'm your case handler. Any problems, Tracy, give me a call, okay?
No problem. And what did you say your name was again? Sorry.
It's James Thompson.
James Thompson. I have your first name. It was just the second. Thank you.
Great stuff. Brilliant.
Thanks
have a lovely
lot.
Weekend. Pleasure speaking to you,
Tracy. Same to yourself, James. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.